Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the economic apocalypse has been averted for another 90 days. Most of the analysis seems to be that Donald Trump saw that the markets had tanked and tearily admitted to his advisors that he'd made a terrible blunder. And no doubt we can look forward to him admitting that he's learned from his mistakes and promises to do better in the future. Meanwhile, back in the non-delusional world the rest of us exist in, we all screw up from time to time. But how easy is it to admit that we have? And how prepared are we to learn? News Talks, it's not me, it's you, correspondent Henry McKean, has been out canvassing opinion. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, to use that terrible phrase, there were learnings. There were learnings.
Yeah, which is, okay, apart from grammar and the insult to the English language that word implies, no, but yes.
But yeah, the 10% tariff still stands. China obviously is still in trouble. But yeah, we're talking about doing U-turns, and we're talking about apologising, not apologising, and saving face. And the fact that so many of us out there, we're not good at it. Even in my own life, I know so many stubborn people. They just can't say sorry. They can't even pick up the phone to ring you to even say hello because they're so stubborn. You know who you are. But we're talking the fact that I suppose Trump has made it okay to firstly do a U-turn, not say sorry for it, losing an argument.
He said it was his plan all along, yes. Apparently. Yeah. Even though he said it wasn't his plan all along, like 2 days
ago. hours earlier. But it's one of those things, you know, for many it's too personal and people get into these petty arguments and it can lead to a lifetime of stubbornness. Anyway, here is Jack, a Donald Trump supporter.
Ooh.
I think Donald Trump's great.
You like him?
Yeah.
And what is it you like about him?
He just pulls everyone. He does everything the way he's meant to do it. The way a president's supposed to do it. Looks after his own. People don't do that over in this country.
And you good at negotiating? Are you good at dealing with conflicts and resolving an argument?
Yeah.
How do you resolve the argument?
Doorman for 20 years, so I know.
You're a doorman for 20 years. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So how do you, I suppose, de-escalate a situation?
Yeah, just talk to people. You talk in the right tone, I suppose.
And don't give them the box.
You see things from their point of view, and then you explain it from your point of view. It has to be a middle ground, doesn't it?
Anyone in your life that they just can't lose face, and because of that you've fallen out with them, they can't admit that they're wrong?
Probably me.
So why can't you admit that you're wrong?
When I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I very rarely am.
So you don't want to say it?
If I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but very rarely wrong.
So very rarely wrong.
Yeah.
So you are a little bit stubborn?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Everyone is, I think, you know. But I think, as regards to Donald Trump, I think he's great.
And why do you like him? I mean, what's he done for you?
He hasn't done for me, but you look the way he's just putting things, he's putting people in place. He's done more for America than most presidents, you know, and they ripped him on the last election. He's had to get him back in, so hopefully he just does what's good for the people again.
There you go. There's a man who hasn't read a newspaper in the last week and a half. So a huge fan of Donald Trump and what he's doing for America. One Texter says, nothing like the old screw-up email when you send the wrong document to the wrong people, followed by the obligatory recall message email that draws more attention to it. Especially if that email is, God, Mary's driving me mad, she's an awful idiot, and then you send it to Mary. You know the way people do that with
You've got to really take your time if you're sending a bitchy email. You've got to be really careful that you're sending it to the right person.
Yeah, especially if you get a WhatsApp and then the WhatsApp is...
And then you
want to send it over to somebody else,
yes.
Going, look at this. And then you don't. Oh, no.
Oh, it's so easily
done.
That's
the worst.
And like, I've seen it happen before where the WhatsApp's come up on my screen, I've read it, and then it's deleted. And they know that you've read it and it's deleted and it's too late. That's very awkward.
Oh. And what do you do in that situation then?
I just let them sit there, you know.
Well, they're in the wrong there. Yeah. But then if they came back and said...
If they said sorry.
Yeah.
I would say I accept your apology.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like 9 times out of 10, it's something, you know, a little bit outrageous, but nothing too hurtful. But yeah, you've got to move on. You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be holding grudges all over the place. And I hold enough grudges as it is. I can't find any room for any more space.
Okay.
For the grudges.
So the grudges you have, are they like special ones in the sense of...
They're silly grudges. I mean, they're really, really silly over silly things that have happened in my life over the last few years. And I just stay and I can't get past them. And I can't even admit to the person that I hold that grudge. They don't even know. They don't even know that I have a grudge against them because I try and hide it by being a bit standoffish. That's as far as it gets. There's loads of, mainly road rage, but there's loads of incidents where I hold a grudge and I don't tell the person. I need to work on myself.
Because it's not good for you. If they don't even know you have a grudge against them, all that pent up grudge inside isn't good.
On a warm day like today, like for example, and we're talking to people in Ballyfermot. Ballyfermot today, Sean, was like the south of France. There was no breeze. It was so warm. Everyone had colour and it was wonderful. It really was wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay. That's lovely.
It was gorgeous. And I ended up having a bowl of soup. Why do I do this on a warm day? I had a bowl of soup.
No, but I don't like that thing. Oh, you can't eat stew when it's sunny or that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's daft.
Well, I should have had, you know, cold soup. But I went to this bar called Chasers and in Ballyfermot and it was lovely. And Joe gave me a bowl of soup. I did have a blackcurrant, icy blackcurrant to cool off a bit. But to bring down my pent up anger. And I also did get to meet a husband and wife, this couple, and they talk about that losing face. Here is the couple.
I just smiled, put my hands up. Yeah, I'm wrong. It's black and white. There's no middle ground. If you make a mistake, own up to it and admit it. At least that way you can move on. Trust me, 25 years with my wife, I've learned, put your hands up and admit you've done wrong. Even when you haven't, it gets you further.
So with your wife, you just say sorry even though you don't really mean it. You just want to get on with it.
I always mean it.
You always mean it.
Oh, geez. If I've done something to annoy or upset her, I always own it. If I've done something just to annoy her, then that's different when I end up smiling and she knows I'm only messing with her.
And who's more stubborn, you or her?
My wife.
And why is she so stubborn?
Ooh.
And why is she more stubborn than you?
It's because... She's standing too close to me and I'm afraid. No. It's her personality. It's the way she is. She's... just her. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
So lovely comments there.
Yeah.
From your husband. Mm-hmm. For you, would you agree with that? Is it difficult for you to lose face? Are you always in the right? Can you admit failure?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it's normal to fail. The only way you learn is by admitting that you were wrong and trying to do better next time.
And can you lose face? Is it okay to lose face?
Of course it is. Everybody makes mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of learning.
But then you do have your favourite phrase.
And what's your favourite phrase?
I'm not always right, but I'm never wrong.
And you say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I say it, but I don't mean it.
Yes, you do.
So, I'm not always right,
but I'm never wrong.
But I'm never wrong.
Yeah.
And you're still married. How long?
Oh, we're married 15 years. We're together 26 years this year.
So it's working. Stubbornness is working.
Oh, yeah. Stubbornness always works. especially when you are friends first and then everything else happened. Yes.
There you go. One person says, I work with a boss who never ever admitted he was wrong and instead would brush things off as if it was a company issue and not down to something he actually did himself. So frustrating. I would have preferred if they had at least admitted to their mistakes, but I do think it is a management approach to never say you were wrong. I 110% agree with that. I've never heard anyone in a management or a middle management position say, sorry, I kind of made a mess of that.
Well,
that
I think...
They gaslight people about, oh no, it's
yeah,
not
the
me, it's
gaslighting
you.
Is definitely a new thing.
Ooh,
but like that's one thing we can say in Trump's defense. He's very good at a U-turn and going with that U-turn.
Is he though? Given that everybody,
I know, the world,
yeah,
the world economy was about to collapse.
Which of the papers today had the headline was the arse of the deal?
It was a tabloid. I think it was the Star.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever wrote that deserves a raise. Mm. That was genius. My older brother just talks over you if you point out that he made a mistake. In 40 years, I have never heard him say sorry.
That's sad, isn't it?
That is sad. And that woman was right. Mm. You don't actually learn when things go wrong. You learn when things go badly. And you go, yeah. Oh, I won't do that again.
No matter
what the circumstances.
You say sorry, but it's the stubbornness, and it's such a terrible trait. And so many of us have that stubbornness. And of course, management have it too across all industries because they don't want to admit they've made a mistake. But they're better off saying, do you know what? We got that wrong. Let's try a different way. And everyone will go, okay. And the whole staff in a factory or wherever it is will go along with it. But it is, it's that whole admitting to failure. And it's the pride before the fall. Here are opinions.
The best way to deal with stubborn people is to ignore them, really, isn't it? When you don't pay attention to stubborn people, you don't try and convince them. You don't lose anything by keep trying to convince them. You're not wasting your effort. Stubborn people, you hardly have a chance. How many stubborn people do you know?
You just have to admit defeat to move on, don't you? Because if you don't, you're left in limbo. We have been for the start of the conversation where it all began.
So you used to be stubborn, and what changed? How come now you're able to say, do you know what, it's okay, I can lose face, I can get over this?
I suppose it's having a teenage son. You know, that's opening up my eyes in a lot of ways. And then with the younger children as well, you have to, like, sometimes they are right.
So sometimes you admit that the kids are right?
Yeah, absolutely. They do have a view. And, you know, the way they are, the way it is now, is like, they're the next
future,
world.
Yeah.
This is the next world that they're going to be living in.
Can you lose face? Are you good at it? Do you have to save face at all costs?
No. No, you mean will I admit I'm wrong? I'll admit I'm wrong.
You will?
Yeah,
you'll say,
I will.
I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
I would, yeah.
And is that the best way forward, to move on?
Yeah.
He did something he wouldn't admit, you know.
So someone did something that they wouldn't admit, and it just went on and on
and on.
And on for
25 years, yeah.
Really, 25 years of stubbornness?
Yeah.
Did they ever admit, hang on, I got it wrong?
No.
They just stayed?
To his, probably to his grave.
He took it to his grave?
Yeah.
Just because he couldn't say sorry?
Yeah.
And admit, I got that wrong?
That's correct. Simple. Two words, I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Why?
Why? Probably like Donald Trump, a bit of a head case.
Life's too short, like, to be going around with an attitude like that.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It is.
Well, maybe if you get away with it, that's the point. Part of marriage is saying sorry, even though you know you don't think there's any reason to apologise. If it makes your partner feel better, you just do it. There's a certain amount of logic, wisdom to that, in fact. Everyone makes mistakes, but you need to know when to acknowledge that it was your fault, says this texter. I hate those who don't take accountability for their actions. Someone else says, saying sorry takes nothing. It makes you feel heard. Though another texter says, it's an alpha male and alpha female trait to not apologise. Which would be an interesting point if there was even a screed of truth to that. Even a cursory Google of the idea of the alpha male will reveal to you that it's actually nonsense. It might apply to kind of apes, but it doesn't apply to humans. Somebody else quotes the Buddha saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. Sean says, I had a friend who used to say he thought he was wrong once, but he was wrong. Right, okay, fair enough. If that's the way it is in your friend.
Yes.
People who don't admit that they're wrong, is it just that, like, they're scared of losing face? That
I definitely think
they'd make a fool of themselves if they think they're wrong.
They're worried they're going to look stupid. They're worried that, as you said, they're going to lose face and their world will crumble. And that's probably the case with President Trump. But we are going to be speaking to Dr. Karen Ward, and she talks about her own mum's funeral in the eulogy. They all laughed at the fact that sorry was never a word she used. It took a while to recognise her gestures. And like that, so many, especially the older generation, it's difficult for them to say sorry. Instead, they'll say sorry by gestures, by perhaps, you know, buying you a pint or picking up the phone and ringing you and trying to brush it onto the carpet and just move on. Here is Dr. Karen Ward.
I've come across this time and time again in my psychotherapy clinic over many, many moons. Now, of course, the best way to deal with it is to throw your hands in the air and admit, yes, I made a mistake. How can I make reparation? But we're human, and a lot of people who can actually do that. However, what I would say is take your time and consider the options. Don't react one way or the other, whether you've made the mistake or whether somebody's made it to you, in haste. Wait until you're fed and watered and you've had time to sit down and weigh up all the options. Also, do note that there are some people who just cannot say sorry. It's not within the lexicon of their language. They just don't do it. However, they may make, how would you say, gestures towards it. And there are people who need to feel they've won the argument, but they actually haven't. So sometimes it's worth weighing up, is the battle worth it, so to speak? Or should we just let them think they've won, but knowing quietly, well, there was a gesture, and that you get what you need. In other words, the best possible scenario. So a bit of psychology comes into this when you know what you're dealing with, you know what they are likely to react to and for, and then you think, what is the best outcome for you, and react accordingly. It is a tricky one, and humans, what are we like? But if it is you that's made the mistake, it's always better to quietly and with discernment say, I'm sorry, I recognize what I've done, let me work this out in the best way possible.
Okay, Karen Ward there. Stubbornness is a manifestation of pig ignorance, says one texter. Somebody else says, learning to say sorry is so important in relationships. You want to make sure that the person you are sharing your life with can have a mature conversation and admit that they've messed up or hurt your feelings. It is so upsetting trying to argue with someone who has no concept that their actions were wrong and that they might need to apologize. Somebody else says, I own every error and mistake that I make, which is why my team would run through walls for me. OK, and I assume that's for a management person. So fair juice to you. I find it funny that, and this actually, this is a very good point from Cormac. He says, I find it funny that the type of person that won't admit any fault or wrongdoing doesn't realise that nearly everyone else knows that they were wrong, which ultimately makes them look even worse.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, because
they're magnifying their mistake by not admitting they're wrong, and everyone's talking about their mistake.
Yeah.
And then it just gets worse and worse and worse. Then they definitely can't say sorry because it's built up in their heads and they just don't know how to deal with it. So they just keep staying silent, and it goes on for years, and it's just awful.
Yeah, because if you can think about, like, being on the radio,
yes.
Sometimes people will come in here and they sit in the chair you're sitting in, and they go, I'm a bit nervous. Now, I don't have the time to do it, but I often think, why? What's the worst thing that can happen to you now that you're just going to be in the radio? Mm-hmm. The worst thing is you might make a fool of yourself.
Yes, yeah.
It's a big deal.
I know, for many, they don't like to
make a
foolish,
fool of themselves.
But
you've
got to put your embarrassment or your anger, I call it the embarrassment box, and you put it inside and you close it up and you do it anyway.
Yeah.
That's the only way to deal with it.
I mean, I think that's kind of good therapeutically to be aware of making a fool of yourself. Isn't the end of the world.
No,
really.
People forget.
Yeah.
And if you take yourself too seriously, that's not a nice trait. It's really quite ugly. Yeah. And, you know, do you know who I am and all that kind of self-important stuff? It's horrific. And you get a lot of it from politicians. It's like, hang on a second. Voted by the people. That's the only way you're there to represent us, the people. Why do you have such a big ego? What is that about? I do not know.
Mm. I'm a man in my 60s and I've got plenty wrong in my life. I've never had a problem saying sorry when I am in the wrong. I think not being able to say sorry is a sign of weakness, says Will.
It is. The cowards, actually.
Absolutely.
I know that's a strong word, but they are cowards.
Yeah.
You know, they should be ashamed. Sorry, I'm really piling on the pressure.
You are, yeah. Apart from like holding a few small, special amounts of grudges.
Yeah.
But like in general, you'd be good.
No, I mean, you've got to say sorry, and you don't always have to mean it, you know, but you've got to say sorry to keep everything moving on, you know, especially in a relationship. I mean, otherwise you'll just keep breaking up. You've got to just keep the moving.
Yeah.
We are heading to Ballyfermot, and we're talking about dealing with conflict, and here are stories on the streets of Ballyfermot.
Are you good at dealing with conflict?
No.
So how do you deal with it? How do you get through it?
I go quiet.
You just go quiet.
This too shall pass.
So you just wait for the issue to get past. And you give in to the other person? Does the stubborn person win? Does the angry person win? The person with the most willpower? Or is your quietness a way of getting your own way?
I could be quite stubborn as well.
In what way?
I could hold on to a grudge for a long time.
How long can you hold on to that grudge for?
Years.
I know the feeling. I hold some grudges and they're there. There's one grudge. A lady banged on the window and there was a baby in the back and she wanted my car parking space and I ignored her and I thought she was way out of order. And then I bumped into her again years later and I just ignored her. I couldn't even tell her I had a grudge.
Yeah, I'd be the same. I wouldn't tell you. You might know by the way I'd react towards you. I'd be very standoffish.
And you do hold on to that grudge. And is it nice to hold on to that grudge? Do you like it?
No.
And when you look at Trump at the moment in the U-turn, well, a little bit of a U-turn, it's now 10% tariffs for everybody except China, which is over 100%. Can you understand that, you know, Trump is selling it in a different way? Is he losing face? Is it okay to lose face?
I think what Trump has had to do was all part of his plan. Because if you remember when COVID was here, there was the China flu. He was out for China and China only.
Can you get over an argument or do you hold it inside? You hold a grudge. Are you stubborn?
How do I get over? I just get on with my life, just try and blank the person in the background.
So you would blank them?
Yeah, blank
them. Pretend they don't exist, blank them in the street?
Yeah.
But they kind of really,
yeah, really
mean
hurt
to you?
Me. Yeah.
They hurt you?
Yeah.
And will they admit their mistakes? Will they say, I'm sorry?
No.
They don't want to lose face?
No.
You're just pushing them one here and now the other because he's like a bold child.
This
he's like
Trump,
a bold child.
A bold child.
He is like a bold child. He is.
How do you deal with stubborn people? How do you deal with people that don't want to lose face in your life?
Just get on with yourself. You just nothing you can do. Just get on with yourself.
Just get on with yourself. One texter says, Irish people actually tend to say sorry a lot, but more of out of politeness than an actual apology. Maybe the word has lost all meaning. That's a good point, because someone would say, I'm sorry, and
we
then
do.
They and then they're just about to give you a bollocking, actually.
Yeah. Or they would say,
it's the opposite of sorry.
Sorry. And they should actually say, excuse me, or scusi, or as lots of young people are now saying, is they don't say excuse me, they say move, as in get out of my way, move.
Oh,
I've heard that lots. Not nice.
But you can say excuse me in a very formal way if someone's in your way, and it just sounds a little snippy.
A little bit aggressive.
Yeah,
yes.
Little bit kind of, excuse me, you know, that kind of, they'll be standing there. Who in life has not made mistakes, says this texter. You move on quicker if you confess that you got it wrong, and then you can be more positive and productive going happy. Another texter says, my wife Geraldine tells me, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy when we're arguing or debating a point? Again, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And someone else says, I never apologise. I'm sorry. That's just the way I am. Yes, that's a very Irish way of not apologising. Henry, thank you very much as ever. Henry McCain there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.